What's going on, guys? It is the JVL podcast. We're back again. Like we said, we're gonna keep being consistent. I'm pretty sure we said that, but you know, I'm here with your boy Jay, and then we got Dre right here.
Your boy Dre back in the building. How's everybody doing? I hope y'all having a fantastic weekend.
Yes, sir. I'm excited for my upcoming weekend. I'm gonna be going to Miami for Unrivaled, but we don't gotta talk about that. But yeah, there's a few things we can cover. We're gonna cover actually. So we're gonna start off with the NBA All-Star and everything that happened there. You tuned in for the All-Star, right?
I'm gonna be perfectly honest. I sure didn't. And I'm gonna tell you why I didn't tune in. I haven't seen an All-Star where I've been wanting to tune in for years. It's literally turned to more of an attraction than basketball. It's been more celebrity heavy, like focused on celebrities more than the actual game itself. So I'm gonna be honest, I didn't tune in at all. Like the 3-point contest, it literally had nobody in there that I was interested in. Like y'all literally had Buddy Hield in the 3-point contest. And that's not a bad thing for him, but I'm like, y'all got all the heavy hitters in the 3-point contest that should have been there but wasn't there. Then you got the dunk contest, which to me, the dunk contest hasn't been good since Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine. And then the All-Star game itself is more, I feel like it's more of a Globetrotter type of vibe than an actual All-Star game. So like there's no type of defense.
Yeah.
So well, I ain't gonna lie, I set that mug out.
Hey, that's valid. I mean, 3-point contest, if y'all didn't tune in, some people did. I tuned in because I just like watching basketball. I don't know. Didn't think basketball. There was no basketball games happening. There was college women's basketball. I was catching up with that. But the All-Star, I was watching a little bit. 3-point contest, if y'all tuned in, Dame didn't get that three-peat. I think they gave that to Tyler Hero, which is also why I watched 3-point contest, because I like Tyler Hero. So I mean, I was interested in that. Tyler Hero's on my Eastern Conference team, so you know, I had to go watch him, see if he's gonna get it or not. And he went crazy. It was solid. And then I think my favorite event would have to be the dunk contest. And I wish you saw the Mac McClung dunks, but Mac went crazy. He three-peated, if y'all ain't know. He has some crazy dunks. Yeah, bro, he had some crazy dunks, man. He jumped, I think his first dunk, he jumped over a Kia K5.
Not to cut you off. That's the reason why I didn't watch the dunk contest. If you pay attention, like I was talking to my cousin about this, I said, if you take away the aesthetics of the dunk and you focus on like the actual dunk itself, he did an end game dunk. Like he literally, he jumped over the game. And I'm like, if you take away the fact that he jumped over the car, if you just look at the dunk and you just take away the car, he literally did a reverse dunk. Like he did a fast break dunk.
Yeah,
and my cousin was like, he was like, oh, you just talk. Yeah, it's the aesthetics. Like, yeah, we go crazy when they jump over like cars or like 7 people. But if you're pretty much doing an end game dunk at the end, it's like getting a sundae with no topping.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
It looks good, but then like once you start looking at it, you're like, okay, what's the taco syrup? Where's the penis? Where's the cherry on top? I'm missing some things. It looks good, but it's not completed.
Yeah, that was definitely game done. That thing was wild. I think.
And then it was like, oh, he's competing. You better watch out, Vince Carter. We got a better dunk up. I'm like, bro, I know y'all did not just compare those dunks to Vince Carter.
Yeah, nah, Vince Carter's so the best dunker in the whole world. That man is crazy. Mac did do some endgame stuff. He did do a crazy dunk. I think he did a double dunk. I think he jumped over someone. I don't remember. But he did a double dunk. There was one dunk he jumped over some. He jumped over Evan Mobley. But even with the platform on the bottom, he tapped the rim and then he dunked. I was like, man, this boy, this man can freaking jump, man. He can fly. I mean, that's probably the only thing that was cool about it. I mean, the other dunks were solid. I felt like Stephen Castle had a chance. But like knowing Mac Barr was gonna do some crazy stuff like he did at that dunk contest. I mean, but he three-peated and he made some history in, you know, the NBA, you know, all-star history type thing. I mean, it's cool. I mean, it was insane. But I mean, the one thing they did do about the all-star game though, instead of it being Eastern Conference and West Conference going up against each other, there was like a tournament. They did like a 14 tournament or something. And I mean, it was a cool, different, like new thing they added in All-Star, which I thought was pretty cool. But if I'm being honest, when you was talking about how they don't really play seriously and do that defense, if you watch like the ones that were going, like, you know, the rookies and the Rising Stars were playing serious ball, bro. They're more serious than the All-Star players.
The Rising Star Challenge is always going to be fire because they're hungry. They're trying to get to the All-Star game.
Yeah.
They're trying to get the All-Star vote. So next year they don't have to be in the Rising Star Challenge. They're trying to be in the All-Star game. For me personally, what I would do with the All-Star game, I would go back to the East versus Reds, the West.
I like that little
and what
better
I would
too.
What I would do is I would change the format somewhat to like the baseball's All-Star game. So like if the East wins, whoever the team from the Eastern Conference, they automatically get home field advantage.
Type thing.
Throughout the finals. Because in baseball, if the American League wins, then American League gets home field advantage during the World Series. But if the NL wins, then they get home field. So it's like something to actually play for.
Yeah.
These All-Star games, like, they get fun to watch, but then like you don't really have anything going on for them to like wanna push for. Like now, they just be out there, it'd be like 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They out here trying to do all type of 360 windmill behind the back dunks, and they just sitting there high fiving each other. Like, bro, it's still a game at the end of the day. Y'all out here cracking jokes with each other.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be fun, but yeah, competitive. Like, I don't want to go out there and then I'm over here trying to win the game, even though it's just an all-star game. I'm trying to win the game for my team, and I see my teammates high-fiving somebody who just dunked on our team.
Type thing. Yeah, that's for, yeah.
That's going to make me not want to come back.
I agree with you on that one. I mean, I just be watching. I mean, other than that, the All-Star was kind of cool. It was cool. I just want to watch some basketball because, you know, I had some players I wanted to see poop and they hooped. It was cool to see. I think the last best All-Star game, in my opinion, was when I think what year was it? It was Kobe. It was the year. Oh, I think it was 2016. It was Kobe's last All-Star game.
That yeah, because it was my favorite competitive.
Yeah, it was. Even though they did mess around a little bit, but it was just cool. But, you know, it was just cool seeing the players. I mean, they still have fun with it, you know, but it was definitely some competition, a lot more competition when Kobe was there playing his last All-Star game. I was like, dang. Rest in peace, Kobe, man. Man's a legend, my all-time favorite basketball player. So that was probably the best All-Star game I ever watched. The other ones were cool. I mean, I still tuned in here and there, but I mean, like, I usually look forward to like the dunk contest and like three-point contest. I tuned in a little bit, but between the three-point contest and the dunk contest, I would much rather watch a dunk contest over that. And if I do watch East and West, they go up against each other. I mean, that's cool too, but then you see them playing around. I'd be laughing at them, not gonna lie. I can't lie. I'd be laughing at them. They be goofy. I'd be like, y'all funny. They don't take it seriously. I feel like every All-Star game they don't, but I mean, a new format will be cool. So I do like that idea. That'll be cool. We have to let Adam Silver know, bro.
Right?
Adam Silver, hear us out, man. Change the format up again where it's more competitive and worth playing for. And,
like, you know, it can be fun and competitive. Exactly. Give them something to actually push forward to.
Exactly. Exactly. But now I guess we'll see what happens next year if he does it, if he does the same exact format or not. But I mean, yeah, that's enough all-star talk. I would just say Tyler Hero won the three-point contest. Mac McClung won the dunk contest, three-peated. He said he probably isn't going to do it again. So hopefully next year it's going to be a lot. It's going to be more different. And then
he's going to have to do it next year.
He said he was saying that he's probably going to be his last one. This one's probably going to be his last one. If they want him to come back that bad, then he won't come back. Huh?
Who else is going to sell tickets?
That's true. That's true.
If you look at the dunk contest, he's literally the only person they came to see in the dunk contest.
Yeah.
You're not going to get Zion. You're not going to get Ja Morant. You're not getting LeBron. Zach LaVine's not doing it. Aaron Gordon's not doing it. So, like, who else do they have for the dunk contest?
Well, Ja Morant did say in tweet that Mac McClung is going to make him one of the dunk contest. So, Ja might be being part of the dunk contest next year. But we don't know. Because Ja was talking about it on a tweet. I'm glad you brought that up when you saw Ja. Because Ja, I think he tweeted on, I don't think LeBron's going to do it. LeBron is more focused on, like, the playoffs and stuff. Like, he was at All-Star game. He didn't even play. He didn't even wear the All-Star uniform. He just sat there and just watched him play. He didn't really want to play. He was more focused on the playoffs and all that. But when you brought that up, Ja did tweet on Twitter, I think the night that Mac won the dunk contest, he did say that Mac is going to make him want to do the dunk contest. So we might see Ja Morant next year and maybe we can get something with that. I doubt LeBron's going to want to do it. Who knows, though? You never know. But I have a feeling that Jaw's gonna be in that dunk contest next year. But we'll find out. We still got a good, like, 360-something days, so it happens again.
Right.
Exactly. But, yeah, that's what happened with the All-Star. Oh, and then the four teams. Shaq's team won. The Shaq's OGs won. Candace's team. The rising star that she picked for them, they put up a good fight against the All-Stars. They almost beat them. But they took that thing seriously, though. No, the rising stars, like, because, like, the way the format was, when the rising stars played, they had a four-team bracket. And whoever won that would be Candace is gonna coach them and be their GM for that game to go up against the All-Stars. So yeah, they went against Shaq's OGs. On the Rising Stars, they had Dalton Connect on there. I think they had Keontae George. Oh, I think they had Stephen Castle on that team too. But they were actually putting up a fight against the All-Stars. It was pretty cool to see. Like, it was getting competitive. But then, like, when things started getting more easy, you know, the All-Stars are just doing the All-Star thing, you know, started having fun. But I mean, it was cool to watch, but yeah, that's what happened. And then Shaq's OGs won, and then Steph Curry won MVP. So that was cool to see. But yeah, that was All-Star little recap. There you go.
That revamp.
Recap, all that. But anyway, since we're on the topic of NBA, playoffs are around the corner. Well, like 2 months away. But if you think about it, it's like 2 months. It's like around the corner type thing. So how are we feeling about the All-Star? Not the All-Stars. I was just talking about All-Stars. How are we feeling about playoffs? And who do you think is going to make it? Like, how you feel about it so far? How do you feel about NBA looking? How do all the teams look like? My bad. I can't English sometimes, y'all. But yeah, what you think, Dre?
It depends on who can stay healthy.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the Spurs just lost win before the season.
Yeah.
So they don't have a big man. The Knicks is dealing with injuries. Boston's competing. Yeah, right. Cleveland's competing. But then after that, like, the way it's going, it could be a toss up.
Really?
Like, yeah. And then, but I don't know what's going on in the West. You got Dallas, you got Denver, you got the Lakers popping in and out.
Yeah, we know the Clippers
ain't really doing nothing this year.
Nah, the Clippers ain't really doing too much. The Lakers been in and out, but low-key, I'm looking at the score right now, Lakers and Denver. Right now, Lakers been looking pretty good. But, yeah, no, you're right. It really does depend on who's healthy because you got Mavs. You got AD already AD's injured. I don't know if he's going to play this week coming up or not, or if he's still going to be out, but he had an injury. He was out with, I think it was like a lower, something with his lower body. I forgot what it was. But AD's out.
Gaffer's out. Yeah. Derek Lively's out.
Yeah, Derek Lively is also out. I mean, I feel like they're pushing a little bit, but I don't know. How do you feel about Golden State, though? How is Golden State looking? Golden State's looking pretty, I can't lie. Since we got
Golden State's been pretty good.
Yeah, since they got Jimmy, they've been playing pretty good.
And Buddy Hill's been stepping up lately.
Oh yeah, man. He has been definitely stepping up. Okay. But ever since we got
that. He was on my fantasy team, I had to let him go. I sure did. I had to get him up out of there.
Hey, man, that's valid. It really be like that, for real. But, I mean, yeah, we got Golden State looking. Miami Heat. My Heat ain't looking too good right now. I think they just won the recent game. I don't know. I'm not sure they clinched a spot in the playoffs. But Miami had a strong, like, beginning of the season. And then they started going downhill. I was like, dang, what is going on with the Heat? And, you know, Celtics, man, Celtics and Cavs are still being, you know, they're still up there, man.
Oh, yeah. They're the top tier. They're the ones you got to look out for.
Oh, yeah, nah. We run into that, that's going to be something I'm worried about. I feel like playoffs-wise, especially how my Lakers been looking, We're okay. It's a little iffy right now, but it's not too bad. Luka just got traded, but like I feel like he's still adjusting to a whole different team. Got to get the team chemistry up so he can bring that Luka magic out like he did when he was on the Mavs. I think right now the game that they're playing right now, Luka. Last time I saw, he had 19 points, but I don't know how it is now, but I feel like Luka's adjusting pretty well, but playoffs-wise, I feel like I think there's like, I was saying I was worried about Denver, and then me and my cousin were talking about it at one point, and he said, I wouldn't worry about Denver. The only real problem or the threat is Joker, but he was saying they just got to, since we're faster, they just gotta be faster than them because they're a little slower, and we're just a fast-paced team. You know what I mean?
No, there's way more people on Denver. Y'all need to worry about. If y'all think it's just Joker, y'all in for a long treat.
I know Jamal. They got Murray's Jamal Murray. Yeah, they got Jamal Murray.
They still got Russ. If Russ can figure out. He can get it going. They got Aaron Gordon over there. Yeah.
Yeah. What we do have, though, is just speed. We just gotta be faster than them. They are a little slower. They're not that slow. But that's just what we talked about. I didn't think about it because, honestly, me personally, Joker was definitely one of the threats. But right when we said that, like they got Jamal Murray. Like you said, they got Russ, which, if he plays his cards right, he can really lock in and really like probably cook us, bro. But you know, it's right. Denver's a struggle. But I feel like they won't. Other than Denver, I'm trying to think of who else would be like a very issue. I said OKC. OKC's also an issue, man.
Yeah, you got Denver, OKC, Golden State.
Yeah, Golden State for sure.
if they can get it together, Sacramento.
Yeah.
Sacramento can be a problem.
Yep.
I wouldn't say Dallas because they're dealing with a lot of injuries in the front court.
Yeah.
So it's going to be kind of hard for them.
Yeah,
we still don't understand why y'all traded Luka for AD. I'm like,
I don't know.
Y'all had Gafford before he got injured, so he was already there. Y'all had PJ Washington, and y'all got there's one other player. His name was like Nigel something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm like, y'all had bigs, and Now y'all gotta stick with Clay and Kyrie, which isn't bad, but I feel like Clay isn't that Golden State Clay.
Nah. I don't think so either. At least from what I've seen, not really. But yeah. See, I didn't understand either, bro. When we traded for AD, just took AD and Max Christie to get Luka. I mean, I understand Max. Max is, I mean, he's not a big. I think he's a shooting guard, small forward. I was thinking, like, he could have took, like, they could have took someone else. But we lost AD. Like, I'm still not over the fact that we lost AD. Because, I mean, AD is one of my favorite players. And he's in his prime at that. So, you know, I'd expect us to get some other, like, a few more other people, but I mean,
it would have made more sense if instead of getting Max Christie, they should have got AD and Connect.
Yeah, that's true. They didn't take Connect though. She traded with the Hornets, but you know, I think who was it? Was it Mark Williams? He didn't pass his
prison.
But from what I've seen, which is
weird because he hasn't missed a game.
Yeah, like, that's what I was just about to say, like, bro.
How he felt his physical when he was playing when he got traded, and then he came back and played against the Lakers, like when he was able to go.
Honestly, I think Mark talked about it in some type of thing. I guess it was like, I don't know if it was the Lakers or the Hornets that just said something. It could have been, I don't know if it's Hornets or Lakers, but it could have, what I think it was is that the Hornets just said that because they don't want to get rid of Mark.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Like,
nah.
Y'all need a big in Charlotte.
Yeah, that's true.
Y'all need that pick and roll with LaMelo.
Yeah,
can't get that with Connect.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably why they did what they did, and they didn't give us Mark, which is understandable. But I mean, we got the big we did get though. We got Alex Lenz. I think he's still trying to tap in with the team and log in, because I feel like he's still playing like he was in Sacramento. But, I mean, I feel like he just hasn't adjusted. But I feel like he's still playing like he played in Sacramento because he hasn't fully adjusted to the team yet. Because, mind you, the Lakers is a whole different team, whole different play style, whole different playbook compared to the Sacramento Kings. So
I feel like the thing with the Lakers is they're trying to do two things at once.
Yeah.
They're trying to utilize their stars.
Mm-hmm.
But push their young talent at the same time.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are like, oh, Luka's been struggling since he went to the Lakers. He's not really scoring. I'm like, you got LeBron, you got Austin Reeves, and then you got Rui Hachimura.
Yeah.
And then you got Luka. I'm like, you got multiple people shooting the ball. When Luka was in Dallas, he was the first option.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he can't be the first option in LA, but I'm like, they're still trying to put AR in rotation so he can get his touches, he can get his shots up. LeBron got to get his shots up. Rui got to get his minutes. So, of course, Luka is going to start shooting less and less, start passing more and try to facilitate the ball. So it's not going to be the same, which is weird because you thought that if Russ went to Denver, he'll be more of a assist player than scoring player, which would have made sense because he could be in the pick and roll with Joker, and or he can shoot out, or he can pass it out to Aaron Gordon or Jamal Murray. This man should be leading the league in assists right now.
Being in Denver. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, man.
Because if Denver goes to like that triangle offense that the Lakers had with Shaq and Kobe, but do that with Russ and Jokic.
Oh, dude, that's going to be.
Yeah. Denver will be a problem.
Denver is going to be a problem. So, I mean, right now, the NBA is looking very interesting. Our teams are looking pretty solid. Like you said, I mean, Lakers are in and out, but they're still in the top five regardless. Like, we still doing our thing as is. But, I mean, that was that. But playoffs is around the corner, and I'm really excited. Who do you think we're going to see in the playoffs? No, in the finals. No, I think the finals are too early. Playoffs. Let's talk about playoffs. Who do you think is going to be in the playoffs? I feel like the Lakers are in the playoffs. Yeah. I will say I feel like the Lakers will be
in the West. In the West, I can see Golden State. Well, not in order, but Golden State, Dallas, Denver, Lakers, possibly Houston.
Possibly Houston, yeah. Houston's pretty good, too.
OKC. After that, just like a toss-up, because like, I don't know about San Antonio. I don't know about Utah. Sacramento. I don't know.
After that, it's definitely a toss-up. For the Western Conference, I agree with you on that one. I'm also scared of Houston Rockets. You know, they can be a problem too. But I guess we'll find out. But yeah, no, I agree with you on the Western side. How about the Eastern Conference? I pay more attention to the Western Conference than the Eastern Conference, so you're like my go-to guy about that.
Well, Cleveland, Boston, New York, Miami, Atlanta can squeeze in.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
You think Toronto could up there?
Toronto?
Or that'd be like a toss-up.
They can make a strong push. I don't know. They have to figure themselves out. Oh, Milwaukee will definitely make the playoffs.
Milwaukee, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they'll definitely make it. After that, it's usually like a toss-up. Because like every year you have like those, because you still have the play-in to think about.
Yeah.
So
play-in for sure.
After that, the playoffs. It's a little tricky.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to wait till the play-in happens. Right now, it's still the regular season. The play-in hasn't happened yet. But it is coming. So that's very exciting to pull up. But we gone. Is there anything else you want to add before we switch up?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give my playoff prediction. I predict it's going to be Boston and OKC.
Boston and OKC? Okay. I feel like it could be Lakers. You know what? It's crazy. I feel like it could be Boston and Lakers.
And the reason why I said OKC is because I told my cousin, well, I told a lot of people last year, I said Boston was going to win a championship because the only team from the West that we had to worry about was Denver. But once Denver got eliminated by Minnesota, I said, yes, it's a wrap.
Many be surprising me sometimes, man. But I can see that. But I feel like I think it's gonna be. I feel like it would be like Lakers and Boston, only because if you, I'm only doing this because I'm not saying it because I'm not being biased or nothing, but it's just the way the Lakers are looking, and the way they've been playing. If they keep playing the way they play, and Luka is actually adjusted to the whole team, bro, it's
Right.
gonna be scary. It's gonna be a scary thing to come around. Like we're gonna be scary. It's gonna be tough, but I feel like. Once that happens, I feel like it could be Boston and Boston Lakers. I could even see like Cavs and like the Lakers, but you know, who
Yeah, if it's
knows?
not Boston, it'd probably be Cavs.
If it's not
Like
Boston, it's gonna be Cavs.
that's our only like I'm not saying it's our only competition, but it's like the only team that in the East that I'm worried about.
Yeah, they're
Which
scary,
is weird because
man.
I was worried about New York last year, but then they had a bunch of injuries, so it
Oh
didn't work out well for them. Yeah, because
yeah.
Hartenstein got injured in the playoffs. Josh Hart got injured. Jalen Brunson broke his hand.
Oh,
So
dang, yeah. Injuries suck, especially when you're in the league like that. But yeah, that's my playoff predictions. So it's either gonna be late Celtics Lakers. That would be crazy, bro. Or it's gonna
right.
be Cavs and Lakers. But I agree with you on that too. It could even be OKC. So it's like Lakers and OKC. Or Lakers or OKC for the Western Conference. And then Cavs and Boston for the Eastern Conference. So that's what I think. And I'm very excited to see what happens. But let's switch up real quick. We're gonna switch up. So this is a crazy switch up turn of events of what we're talking about right now. A few months ago, if y'all don't know, KP and Asia got their jerseys retired. That's a total turnaround from what we were just talking about.
Right.
But I know it's a crazy like topic to bounce to right after we were talking about like NBA and all that. But I want to bring that up again, even though I think it happened like 2 or 3 months ago. I only wanted to bring this up in this episode simply because I couldn't bring it up when it first happened in the first place. I had no time. I think there's a few things, but it's all good. But I want to talk about them for a second. So KP, it's crazy because they both got their jerseys retired the same year. I think there was like a month apart. Was it a month apart? Is it a month apart or is it in the same month? But KP got our jersey
That I'm not
retired.
sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it was around the same time. It might have been I could have been KP. I think she got hers. If it's not the same month, KP probably got hers retired. Oh no, KP got hers retired at the end of January. And then Asia got her retired on the 2nd of February. But I want to talk about them real quick. My favorite players in the league. So, I mean, KP got her jersey retired, and it was an emotional thing for me because, being a KP fan and supporting her since she first got drafted into the WNBA. She's the reason why I fell in love with the WNBA, fell in love with her and her game, etc. So y'all already know that. I talked about that before. I'm not gonna keep talking about that from there. But she got her jersey retired, and I think it was really cool the way it happened because she's the first person. I think she's the first woman in UW to get her basketball jersey retired, which was really cool to see. It was an emotional thing, and that game, UW like cooked. They cooked them. UW is pretty cool. I don't watch him all the time, but when I do watch him, they think they're pretty good. But I just thought it was a special moment for KP. She's like achieved so much during her career. So it was really nice to see. It was an emotional thing, I can't lie. But and how'd you feel about KP getting her jersey retired?
I felt it was great for her. It was actually great timing because
Right.
it actually brought more light to Washington, which I feel kind of gets lost in the shuffle when it comes to female sports because they're not really one of the Washington is more of a football school, so their basketball team doesn't really get talked about a lot, especially when you have to deal with other teams like USC, UCLA, Notre Dame. So they kind of get pushed in the back burner. So it was like, it was amazing for them to be able to showcase their skills and be able to get back to one of their best players to ever put on a Washington jersey.
Yeah. It was definitely like a very emotional thing. So I understand why she felt the way she felt over there. And I can see why I just felt as emotional as that, because being put in the back burner, they don't really know much. I didn't know much about UW until KP, to be honest. So it was, you're right. It was like perfect timing for Washington for sure. Like, that was just really touching. I just want to touch on that real quick. It was really special. And I'm really proud of KP. And I'm so excited to see what else she got in store for the rest of her WNBA season, because she is very talented and she just knows what's up. And but yeah, that's all I can bring up about, you know, KP's little jersey retirement. And I'm glad you brought that up with it happening at the perfect time. So yeah. And dang, another special moment that happened within like a week's time was Asia, I think a week. It might have been a few weeks after KP got her jersey retired. Oh, wait, before I get to that. Oh, yeah, UW went crazy. They had like a 10 forever on the little court. When I saw that, I was like, dang, they went crazy. Like, that's like the coolest thing ever I've ever seen. Like, I was not expecting that. But yeah, I want to talk about that real quick. But within the same like couple of weeks, I feel like I think 2-3 weeks later, Asia got her jersey retired. At South Carolina, which is also another special thing, which was just crazy. We both know Asia's emotional,
right?
The way she is, but we love her for that. But now that's special for Asia too. And if y'all didn't see her get her jersey retired, she had a hard launch on her and Bam's relationship. I don't like talking about it too much. I'm not going to talk about it too much, but I just thought it was like the cutest thing that she's ever said. I don't remember the exact words she said, but she did talk about how it was she talked about her speech. Like, she's just happy and grateful. She's just grateful and blessed to have people she cares about watching her get her jersey retired. And she brings up my favorite Olympian. And, you know, Bam was at that ceremony. Bam and her, they had like matching outfits. It was just the cutest thing ever. Like, yeah, dang. But I feel like it was a good time for Asia. Asia has achieved so much in her career that, you know, I was just waiting for the moment for her to like get her dad jersey retired at South Carolina. She's just a GOAT, man. She's like, she's gonna be a legend. But I think that thing was really special. How'd you feel about Asia getting her jersey retired? Well, what do you gotta say about all that?
I mean, personally, I feel like it was well deserved. The years that she put in with South Carolina, the hard work and dedication, it just made perfect sense for her to get her jersey retired, especially while Dawn Stoney is still there.
Right.
You don't want to wait too long on that. You gotta strike that while it's hot. Yeah, especially with her being able to go back and spend time with people that she was able to ball out with. Because I feel like sometimes people get their flowers a little too late.
Yeah.
Where they don't have time to enjoy them. So it makes sense for like Kelsey Plum to get her jersey retired, Asia Wilson get her jersey retired, Kaylin Clark getting her jersey retired. While it's like hot and fresh, you don't want to be like, oh, in 2058, and then all of a sudden, oh, we're going to be, you know, like, who is that?
Right, exactly.
So it's something that I love to see. Like, people are still able to get their flowers and enjoy them while they can.
Yeah.
And plus, exactly. it's motivation for people that's inspiring to be them. They get to enjoy that. Now, you can watch the little girls that's in middle school, high school, or even former teammates,
right,
that's pushing, it gives them motivation to keep going and strive to one day have their jersey retired.
I like that answer. Yeah, no, I agree with you.
But at the same time, make sure you got a good number. That's all I'm saying.
That's very true.
If you play basketball and they talking about retiring your number 97. I don't know if that's gonna happen.
I don't know how I feel about that being the number.
They're gonna my jersey in the Raptors. What's that? 88?
What kind of number?
Is this football or basketball? Oh, it's basketball. What?
Right, no, exactly. I agree with you. And I'm really glad you brought that up. They both, all three of them at that, you know, they all deserve to get their flowers. And I mean, especially given what they all been through, exactly. And then it was just special because if you think about it, that's where they started and told themselves like, oh, I'm going to be in the WNBA. Just for them to be as good as they are now. Like, right. That's just a special thing. Like, they're going back to where everything started. Like, KP is going back to UW where she started, where she was like, she even told herself, I know she said it one time, like, she was like, I think when she was young, she was telling her mom, she was like, oh, I'm going to go on the WNBA. And then she just worked herself off, like, you know, blood, sweat, and tears. I've been seeing all this stuff. I'm like, dang, she really, really pushed through, and she, like, went through all this. And she was, and at that, KP was going through a lot growing up, man. So, you know, just going into college and just doing something that you're striving to do, and you're just telling yourself a manifest. You're like, oh, I'm gonna be in the WNBA. Like, everything that KP went through growing up, and you know, it was just it's a lot. So, you know, being able to do that, going back to where she started. I think she had like a, who was the record? She had the highest scoring record in UW. And then I think Caitlin Clark broke it like a little out, like while she was in there. But I mean, she made some history over there, like forever 10 is what they all say. So that's special. And then So that's new with KP. So I'm really proud of her for that. And Asia, man, like I said before, she's going back to where she started. And before that, I read her book. And if y'all don't know, I have her book right here. Y'all should really read this book. This book is nice. You like this book is good. I've been listening to it and reading it. Like, I'm probably gonna listen to this on, you know, in the airport when I'm flying or before I fly out. I'm probably gonna read into this. But I mean, Asia didn't even want to do basketball at all. She just didn't like it. She said it in her book. She just didn't like basketball. She's like, oh, I don't want to do this, like, all sweaty and all that. She didn't want to do all that. But you know, she ended up doing it anyways and became one of the best players to ever play in South Carolina Gamecocks basketball. So, I mean, that was probably like the most special one for her also. Like, yeah, I mean, dang, man, you pretty much said everything about Asia and KP's jersey retirement. You took that all out of my mouth. That was real. But yeah, I mean, right. Before we switch up one more time, I highly recommend y'all getting that book, Dear Black Girls by Asia Wilson. It's really good. And I gotta finish that. I learned a lot about her and, you know, all that. So yeah. On to the next. So Unrivaled has happened recently. Well, obviously it's back up. They had a one-on-one tournament. Who won that? Oh, Fee won the Nafisa Collier won the tournament. I didn't tune into that. I think I've only tuned into the game that Jackie was playing. But I mean, she did her thing, man. You know, she did her thing. She tried her best. She didn't get it, but you know, because she was still injured at the time, and she still went back up and kept playing. But
right.
Yeah, the one-on-one tournament, I didn't really tune in too much of it, but I did tune in a little bit. So that happened, and Nafisa won the one-on-one tournament. And then they went right back.
I'm surprised Bianna got cooked like that.
You said what?
I said, I'm surprised Bianna got cooked like that, bro. She did.
Dude, I know.
thing.
I was like, dang, man.
He went out there and dropped the same amount of points I did.
Yo, it'd be like that for real. No, that, I can't believe she got cooked like that either, but I might have to go back and go rewatch it on HBO Max. And, you know, I'll see how that thing goes down. But, you know, the one-on-one tournament is good. It was, I watched it a little bit, so it was cool to watch. I'm glad they added that little format during the Unrivaled season, inaugural season. And so Fee won that. And, but now we're back Unrivaled. So 3v3, right back to it. Playoffs for that season is coming. But Laces, man, my Laces, they are not doing, dude. I think half the team has been injured.
Right.
Like, they had a very hot start. They had a very hot, nice, clean start, and they were undefeated, or as undefeated as they were with Lunar Owls. But injuries started happening. Jackie was out for most of it. She played, I think, a little more middle of the season. She did play like a game or two, just for her to go right back to sit on the bench with her injury. Whatever she had dealt with in the Olympics, bro, has really, like, has been taking a huge toll on her. She's been, like, she's been out for almost the whole season. And the season's, like, kicking in. And I'm like, dang, man. I think the only people on the Laces that's really, like, playing, that was on the original team before we got the relief players and all that, is Kayla McBride and Stephanie Dolson. That's it. And then we got Natisha hiding. We got Natisha. I think they got her from as a free agent thing. She's not a relief player, I think. I think she's an actual like team on the Laces, but then we got all these relief players, and then I was like, dang, like the Laces, they just been going through a lot. Like, I don't know if they're gonna make it to the playoffs. but no, how did you feel about Unrivaled? To be honest, I haven't tuned in too much because work has been getting in the way and a lot of stuff's happening. Like, I'm packing for Miami. I'll be getting there soon. But yeah, from what you've like been caught up with, how do you feel about Unrivaled so far?
I'm gonna be perfectly honest. I feel like I'm on a roller coaster when it comes to Phantom.
Man, because, I know, right?
Because we just won tonight, and I feel, if we can just take from this game as motivation, we 3-6. I don't care. We won. We won our third game of the season. We can still possibly make the playoffs. That's all I'm saying. And if we can sneak into the playoffs, we can be like 2007 Golden State when they got I think it was Dallas, got them up out the first round. Yeah. But it wasn't supposed to. We can do something.
That's all I'm saying. Phantom has been being also a fan for me. Yeah, that it has definitely been an emotional roller coaster, bro. I was like, what is going on? Like, I didn't watch that game today. I might have to rewatch it, but yeah, no. When you were right, like it's a roller coaster with that team, man. And you got Lunar Owls. You know who else has been coming? Who's been doing pretty good though? The Rose. Ooh. The Rose.
Oh yeah. And Reese is out there. Somebody that made her mad or something. I don't know what's going on.
She's over there hooping, man. They gave Lunar Owls their first L. I was so happy. Yeah, I was like, he took an undefeated team.
I think she had 22 points and 21 rebounds.
Yeah, she had a double-double that game. She was hooping, bro. She was hooping.
She was out there balling.
And you got the point guard doing her little point guard things. And she's not just making plays, bro. She's scoring points too. Like the way I've seen her play, I was like, Chelsea, man. And it's making me feel so much better about how the season's gonna be happening, which we'll get to very soon, because point guard Chelsea finna be coming back home. at peak fitness, bro. She's gonna be at peak, bro. She's been cooking out there. Right. She's been doing the point guard thing she's always doing, bro. Like, it was just, it made me so happy. I was like, oh, come on, Chelsea. Come on, Chelsea. But, I mean, yeah. Unrivaled has been very, very solid so far. I mean, other than the laces, you know, we're going through it right now. We had all these injuries. Half the team's already out. We're getting relief players. And I'm like, dang. Like, we just lost today, unfortunately, by a lot. And we play again on Monday, which I will be at in person. So we'll see how that game goes. But yeah, man, I am excited for Unrivaled and the playoffs. I still feel like the Laces can make it to the playoffs. Because if you think about it, we still got Caleb McBride and we still got Stephanie Dolson.
Oh yeah, Caleb McBride is a beast.
Yeah, man, she is a beast. Like, I don't think I saw that game today because I was so busy with, you know, packing. But I'll have to tune in again. But yeah, we still got Mick Buckets asleep. On there. He was asleep. I was just busy
I was
packing.
Asleep. I ain't gonna hold you up.
Yeah, we still got some beasts on our team. So we'll see what happens Monday, which I will be in person, and I'll find out in person and see how that goes. But before we end this episode, I want to talk about one more thing. But before that, did you want to add anything else before we go on to the last topic?
Actually, I just hope that we have fun for the rest of the season. I hope the players can become healthy so they can be able to help their team make a playoff push.
Yep.
And have fun and stay competitive. If the first season is going well, you just got to keep the pedal to the metal.
Yep. Keep on doing your thing. But before we end this episode, since we're talking about the WNBA, the WNBA season is coming up. It's pretty much around the corner as well. It's starting around the same time the playoffs are starting, the NBA, which is exciting. And I'm very excited for the WNBA season. I know we talked about this the other day, but which teams are you excited to see this upcoming W season?
Oh, we got Phoenix. I want to see what New York does as a defending champion because I know everybody's going to be hunting for them.
Yeah.
I want to see how Atlanta does after the free agency. Indiana is about to be nasty.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't trying to go up against them. I feel like they trying to get the Avengers out there going on or something. Of course, Sparks.
Sparks, you know,
I gotta look out for my Ray Burrell, you know.
Oh yeah, man, Sparks are gonna be stacked.
I wanna see what the Aces look like, what their total format is gonna look like. It's definitely a lot of changes going on over there. I wanna see what Seattle does after Jewel Lloyd left. Mm. It's a lot to look forward to this season. A lot of new faces in different places. A lot of teams done got better. A lot of teams got a little, wouldn't say worse, but they're not doing good.
Yeah, they're not doing too good.
I want to see how Connecticut does after losing almost everybody.
I know, bro. It lost everybody, which sucks. And then we got a new expansion team happening. We got the Valkyries.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's gonna be exciting to watch that too.
I'm gonna be perfectly honest. I'm gonna watch Golden State to just watch them. Like, I honestly don't have no expectations for them because I feel like when you get a new team, their first season should be like a fill out stage to see like how the team. It should be more team oriented goals. Like your first goal should be like make the playoffs. Your goal should be how y'all gelled as a team.
Yeah.
Y'all got to, because y'all going to go through the ups and downs and stuff. Because I remember when the Charlotte Bobcats first went to the NBA and everybody was excited for them. And I'm like, y'all gotta give these teams time to get adjusted.
Yeah.
And it's taking one game at a time and just get a feel for it. I know these players have been in the W for a minute, but not together as this team. So I'll give them a season or two before I make my judgment.
Yeah, I feel that.
I feel like it's fair.
Yeah, no, that's valid. No, I agree with you on that one. I'm very excited. I'm excited for, you know, the Aces. We recently got some training contracts. We signed like two people to a training contract. So I'm excited to see what happens. And we're not those people who say we're rebuilding. No, we are not rebuilding. We just have a whole new, the only thing that's really changing really is just our starting lineup, to be honest. And the bench has changed too much. I mean, it's just slightly different, but with the trading contracts that we got with these people that signed, it all depends on who, I'm just thinking it just depends on who we're going to cut, who we're going to keep. But so I'm excited to see how my Aces are doing. I think we're still definitely contenders for the championship. Again, I'm pretty sure we're coming back for blood, bro. I'm pretty sure we're coming back for blood. So I'm going to see how, I'm excited to see how my team goes. I'm excited to see the Sparks as well. You know, I cannot turn on my girl KP. Y'all know that. After that whole trade happened, like, that team is stacked. So I'm excited to see how they play. I'm looking forward to watching Golden State. I don't think they're gonna contend for the playoffs, but I want to see how they are and how they do play. And I already claimed them on my other team because you know you can never go wrong with them. You know, they got Kate Martin on that team, they got Tiffany on that team, like they got my favorite players on that team. I'm excited to see Indiana too. Like you said, they're gonna be, they got some good thing going on. Seattle. I wonder how that's gonna go down as well. So I'm pretty much like what you said is what I pretty much is all I'm also looking forward to. But I think I'm looking forward to the Aces the most because we got some crazy changes this year. It's gonna be very interesting to see what my team got. I'm excited to see them play. It's gonna be a very exciting season. Like these teams. That's happening, like all the pickups, all the free agents for every team, like that's gonna be exciting. And New York, I'm gonna be honest, and I know we both said this. I don't think they're gonna win back to back.
Oh yeah, teams are getting too good. The teams are getting too good. If they do, it's gonna be way harder than last year.
Oh, yeah. Way more harder than last year. Everyone's moved differently. The Aces aren't the same for sure. And if you think about it, especially with these changes in trades, I even think the Sparks have a chance to get the championship this year.
Oh, yeah.
They definitely got a chance. You think you got KP over there, you got De'Erica over there, and you got Ray. You got Cameron Brink over there.
Coming back.
Yeah. You got that going there. Who else you got over there? De'Erica, there's KP, Ray, Cameron. Oh, Rekia.
Yeah.
You also got Rekia. Like, you know, I just think the Sparks even have a chance to get a championship this year, but I don't think it's going to be easy. But I mean, yeah, that's that, man. I'm just really excited. All I've been thinking about is the WNBA season. Like, I'm just so excited to go watch my girls play on that court again. And I'm excited for us to go to these home games and, you know, seeing how different our team's going to be looking. It's going to be an exciting season. But before we wrap up this episode here, do anything else you want to add?
Celeste Taylor is back with Phoenix. She signed a training camp contract.
Yes,
so she's back on the squad.
Yes, sir. Are you excited about your Phoenix?
It's going down. It's going to be good this year. It's going to be good. It's gonna feel so good to watch Mercury this year. I know I've been hard on him the past couple seasons. I know.
You still running with your Phoenix.
But we about to be in this redemption mode, and I'm about to be good. I'm about to be watching every game. Well, not watching every game, but I'm about to be checking the scores for every game. I ain't gonna lie. I gotta be back on my stuff.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a good season. Whatever happens, happens. I'm just gonna ride until the wheels fall off, and then guess what? When the wheels fall off, we're gonna put some more back on.
You riding for your Phoenix. I like that. That's how I feel about my Aces, man. Despite all of our changes, I ride with my Aces till the day I die, bro. You see the back thing back here? I got all this stuff. I ride with them till the wheels fall off, like I did at the semis when we lost. I did not leave that arena until they all walked out. But this season is going to be exciting. I'm going to try to go to every Aces home game that falls on the day I'm off. That's that. I am not going to go back on my word. I'm not going to go to every home game, but I'm going to try to go to as many home games as I can this year than I did last year. But I'm very excited for the season. This is gonna be so fun. Before that comes around, we gonna see what happens in the NBA playoffs, how our team's doing for that. And you know, yeah. But I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. We did yap a little bit, we did talk a lot. But I'm very excited. We're both very excited for all these like the WNBA season coming up, except for the playoffs, like all that. But I hope y'all have a good rest of your week, weekend, wherever y'all watching this. I'm gonna get ready, not get ready, but I'ma get ready to head to, you know, get ready to fly out to Miami. I'll catch me there. But yeah, is there anything else you wanna add before we end it here?
Yeah, safe travels, have fun, enjoy Miami.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate
Make
you,
sure
man.
You get you a couple autographs out there.
Hey, bro, I'm gonna do what
Enjoy
I can.
Enjoy the letter, man. Listen, fill your whole phone. You might have to get a whole new phone. Fill that mug up with all the photos you can get. that's exactly what I do. Oh,
that's why I got two phones.
I have my Angel Reese cereal box somewhere over here. I'm taking that mug to the game with me, and I'm gonna try to get that mug autographed.
No word. For sure. All right, man. I will talk to you when I come back. And I hope everyone listening and who listening, watching, hearing this, enjoy this episode. This is a little longer, but I mean, yeah, we'll be back in within a week's time. We'll see y'all soon. But y'all, you know, do y'all thing, keep doing your thing. Have a good rest of your weekend. And yeah, we out of here, man.
We out.
Yes, sir.